This month we've been looking at a series of sermons called Christmas Is. And we've seen that Christmas is the fullness of time. Christmas is the word that is spoken. It's a mother's story. It's following a star. And today we complete the series with Christmas Is a Time for Amazement. And you might think of what role amazement does play in our lives. What does it mean to just, you know, have our jaws drop in wonder and in awe? And notice that this happens at the end of our reading as the people react to the report of the shepherds. Okay. I'm reading from Luke chapter 2. In that region, there were shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were terrified. They were scared. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of a great joy for all the people. For to you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger, a donkey's feed box." And suddenly there was with an angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in a manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. They were amazed. But Mary treasured these words and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. Christmas is a time for amazement, amazement. I can remember as a child coming down the steps on Christmas morning and seeing the tree all lit up and the presents under the tree and my jaw just dropping. Amazement. I think it was Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, a Jewish scholar, who said that the root of religion lies in that feeling we have about the mystery of living and about how we deal with awe and wonder and amazement. Amazement is something that just keeps popping up all the time around Christmas. And in the scriptures, we have the reaction of the people when those shepherds come with their muddy feet on the new floor and bring the news that the angels have spoken, that word of joy, the Savior is born. Good news for all people. And the people respond with amazement. How do we react today? I think those people found that, their weariness turned to joy. Their cynicism turned to hope and excitement. Where would we place ourselves this Sunday after Christmas? There was a man who lived up in Amherst, Massachusetts, about a century ago. And he was proposing to his intended, and he allowed, as he'd been sort of evaluating her for a long time now, and he figured that with some changes, she would make a very suitable wife for him. And he continued. He said, I hope we will not have any nonsense like romance. I'm too well balanced for that. But I think we can look forward to a time of respectability and usefulness, and enjoy the respect of our neighbors. Now, how many of you would be sort of swept off your feet by that? I think if you've seen Little Women, the new movie, the grandmother, Meryl Streep, reflects maybe just a bit of that kind of attitude. And I think we have to, on this Sunday after Christmas, is that where we are? Where Christmas is just sort of come see, come saw, all business, all activity. Someone once said that we should count life not in the number of breaths we take, but in the number of moments where we are breathless, lost in wonder, awe, and praise. What do you think? Where are you? There was a minister, Max Licato, who was in Texas, and you'll see Texas come through in this in one example, but he expresses some of the excitement of Christmas, the deeper excitement of Christmas. This is what he says. I've seen you stalking the malls, walking in the aisles, searching for the extra special gift, stashing away a few dollars a month to buy him some kind of lizard skin boots. I think that's more Texas than it is New England, but stashing away a few dollars a month to buy him some kind of lizard skin boots, staring at 1,000 rings to find her that very best diamond. Staying up all night, Christmas Eve, assembling a new bicycle. Why do you do it? So the eyes will pop, the jaw will drop, to hear those words of disbelief. You did this for me? And that's why God did it. The next time a sunrise steals your breath away, or a meadow of flowers leaves you speechless, remain that way. Say nothing and listen as heaven whispers, do you like it? I did it just for you. A baby was born in Bethlehem. Stand in amazement and listen to the heavens whisper, I did it just for you. A Savior is born. God has done it. It's just for you and me and all of us. That's something to get excited about. Christmas is a time of amazement. Now, I'd like you to read just one more thing, and this is One Solitary Life. We use it here with pageants. It's read at Radio City. I think they still do it, though I noticed they've cut back on the religious part of their Christmas show. It's much smaller than it used to be. This goes back to James Allen Francis in 1926. And listen to it. It's something that amazes. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He grew up in still another village, where he worked in a carpenter's shop till he was 30. Then for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never had a family or owned a home. He didn't go to college. He never visited a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of these things that one usually associates with greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his clothing, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 20 centuries have come and gone, and today he is the central figure of the human race and leader of humankind's progress. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of people on this earth as much as that one solitary life, Jesus of Nazareth. Think about that. That's something to say wow about. Amazement. I was once in a car rental place at an airport, and some of the family was with me, and we had rented, you know, a Ford or a Chevy, something entry-level kind of thing. But when we were out in the garage to pick up our car, there was a really spiffy car over on the side from us. It must have been like a Lamborghini or a Ferrari, something like that. I looked inside of it, and it was all switches. I had no idea how you would even start that thing. But it was spiffy, and I had the kids take a picture of me standing by it. I asked the attendant how much it went for. He said, $5,000 a day. The license plate on the front of the car said AWESUM. AWESUM. Awesome. And I think, you know, when we really go deep and think about the heart of Christmas, how God has come to us in the most poor, kind of neglected way to take us home to himself. It's awesome. It's eye-popping. It's jaw-dropping. Amazement. Now, on this Sunday after Christmas, I would ask you a question. It's been said there are three basic kinds of people Okay, one person always says no. That's a very negative person. Another person always says yes. And that's a very optimistic person. But there's still another. And that person says, wow. Wow. This Sunday after Christmas, the child has been born. The shepherds have come. And they tell their message. And the people were amazed at what the shepherd said. Amen. Something to get excited about.